So I say a great film remains to be made about the railroad strikes of 1877 or about the Haymarket Affair of 1886, which was part of the struggle of the eight-hour day, which culminated in the execution of four anarchists who were charged with planting a bomb, although nobody ever found out who planted the bomb. What about the story of Eugene Debs and the great railroad strike of 1894, in which they tied up the railway system of the United States and all the power of the army and the courts had to be brought against them? Another character from a movie, I've never seen a movie in which Eugene Debs was the central figure. I've seen all sorts of pitiful central figures in movies, but never, I mean, this magnificent person, Eugene Debs, who starts off as an organizer of railroad workers, they send him to jail, and he comes out of jail a socialist. And jail will do that to people. So they'd better be careful about how many people they send to prison. We now almost have 2 million people in prison, and if all of them did as Debs did, well.
But you're not allowed to vote once you're out, aren't you?
No, but voting wouldn't do it. Debs didn't rely on the right to vote. This really magnificent figure, when he was sent to prison for opposing World War I, and he was finally released, not by the liberal Wilson, but by the conservative Warren Harding, when he was finally released from prison, he had made such an impression on his fellow prisoners, this fantastic person, that the warden sort of let all, as he was being let out of prison and released, the warden opened up the jail cells and let everybody out into the yard, and they all applauded and shouted as Debs was being given his freedom. And then there were all these stories about, oh well. A movie needs to be made, and I met somebody last night who actually is writing a script about the Lawrence Textile Strike of 1912, a magnificent episode. Magnificent for one thing because it was one of those strikes, a lot of strikes are lost. This was one. A multicultural strike of people speaking 12 different languages and who get together and defy the textile companies and defy the police and who are sent to the railroad to prevent their children from being sent away to being taken care of. Police who attack the women and children at a railroad station because they don't want the children to be sent away so that they can be taken care of because they want to starve out the strikers. But the strikers hold out, and they're helped by the IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World, and finally they win. And that's where, out of that comes, the song Bread and Roses and the wonderful episode. And then there's the Ludlow Massacre, not far from here, the Colorado Coal Strike of 1913-14. Yeah, a film needs to be made of that. One of the most bitter, bloody, dramatic strikes in American history against the Rockefeller interests. Not easy to make a film against the Rockefeller interests. A film against a minor strike against the Rockefeller interests. And one of the leaders is Mother Jones, 85-year-old woman who has organized in West Virginia and Pennsylvania, who has led children on a march from Pennsylvania to Oyster Bay, New York, to confront President Theodore Roosevelt, because these kids are working in the textile mills at the age of 11 and 12. And these kids, she marches with these kids, gets the permission of their parents, and they march all the way to New York to where Theodore Roosevelt is having a summer vacation, you see. And they stand there with their signs, and their signs say, "We want time to play." And Mother Jones, has there ever been a film made about Mother Jones? Mother Jones, 85 years old, arrested by the National Guard in Colorado, thrown into dungeons, leading the women of the strike in marches through the city of Trinidad, Colorado. So